So I wanted to spend a few minutes exploring the personhood of the Holy Spirit. And I want to begin that by asking a couple of questions. First is, when was the last time we spoke one-on-one with the Holy Spirit? And second, when was the last time we went to the Holy Spirit with a need without using an intermediary? God the Father, Jesus, the Blessed Virgin? Because it's too easy to simply view the Holy Spirit as some mystical force or symbol that plays some uncertain role in our lives. It's too easy to forget that the Holy Spirit is as fully a person as the Father or the Son. A person who is rational. The Holy Spirit thinks. A person with free will. The Holy Spirit chooses to be in a relationship with us. And a person who loves us with the same depth of love and the same intensity as God the Father and God the Son. Now, I will admit it's a little hard to wrap my mind around the personhood of the Holy Spirit. I mean, 3 weeks ago, the Apostle Philip in the Gospel asked Jesus to show him the Father. And Jesus replied, "Well, if you know me, you know the Father." 2 weeks ago in the Gospel, Jesus told the apostles that they were going to receive another advocate who would be with them always. Now, I wish Philip had spoken up again and asked a few more questions to kind of elaborate on this advocate thing. But he didn't. At least if he did, recorded in the scriptures. But Jesus did offer us some insight in just how it is we do get to know the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "We know him because the advocate, the Holy Spirit, remains in us." Brothers and sisters, through the sacrament of baptism, the person of the Holy Spirit took up residence in us. And then the presence of the Holy Spirit in us was affirmed and then strengthened through the sacrament of confirmation. So whether we feel like it or not, St. Paul tells us that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Our identity as Christians is grounded in having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, some Christians are tempted to think that they can be saved by being a good person. And other people think, well, salvation, that can be found by kind of diligently following all the rules and the commandments. But the truth is, our salvation is found by the fact that we have received the Holy Spirit. I mean, all three of today's readings remind us how indispensable a relationship with the Holy Spirit is for our faith and our salvation. I mean, could the apostles have performed the amazing miracle that we heard described today in the second chapter of Acts without the Holy Spirit? And in today's second reading for 1 Corinthians, St. Paul tells us that without the Holy Spirit, no one can say Jesus is Lord. Now, he's not referring to the ability to simply say the words Jesus is Lord. He's talking about being able to say those words with the certainty that they are true, and then allowing those words to change our lives. And finally, in the gospel, we are given the great gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. And without the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, there is no spiritual value in going to a priest and asking for forgiveness. Because without the Holy Spirit, a priest can do nothing. And it really is through the Holy Spirit, our relationship with the Holy Spirit, that we are made holy, helping us to be more Christ-like. It is the Holy Spirit that guides us and teaches us, helps us to understand the truths and teachings of both Christ and the church. It's the Holy Spirit that makes every sacrament work. It's the Holy Spirit who distributes the gifts that we need to live faithfully and to serve one another. And it's the Holy Spirit that really unites us as believers in one body, the church, despite all of our differences when it comes to culture and language and background. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches God the Father creates, God the Son redeems, and God the Holy Spirit is the one that continues Christ's work on this earth. Now, it's good that the Holy Spirit is not a symbol or a power, because I don't really know how to grow in my relationship with a symbol or a power. But after almost 46 years of marriage, I do have some idea as to how to grow in a relationship with a person. I spend time with them. I talk to them. I listen to them. I make them a priority. Well, the Holy Spirit is a person. We need to spend time with the Holy Spirit. We need to talk to the Holy Spirit. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit. We need to make the Holy Spirit a priority.